The Bulldogs, they got home having got the lead early, 16-0 over Manly. Manly came back and then it was 17-17, and then Hodkinson was able to pot another one-pointer. So 18-17, they will now go through and take on the Panthers. Mick Ennis joins us now. G'day, Mick, and well done.
G'day. Yeah, thanks, boys. How are you going?
Not too bad. It was a tight one at the end.
Yeah, boy, we like the tight ones this year. It's been a funny old ride, but it was... Yeah, massive result for us. But we started the game so well, got out of the blocks. We knew that Manly were going to try and come flying out of the blocks and try and ambush us, surprise us after the result they'd had the week before. And to our credit, we really got through it. We needed to, and then just a couple of leg out penalties, which gave Manly some field position, and a couple of forced passes on the back of some confidence, I think, allowed Manly down our end and came up with a bit of an unexpected try, I suppose, right on the break, and just gave Manly a sniff. And they're a great footy side. There's no coincidence that they've been in the finals for so long, over a long period of time now. And they know what to do at this time of year, and they certainly did that in the second half. And, at times there we were hanging on, and, fortunately we had that will and desire to fight back into the game. And young Hodkinson just so cool under pressure twice.
Mm. And mate, you've got to make that decision too. I mean, you've won. The Bulldogs have won four games by 1 point this season, including on the weekend. You're at dummy half. I had to giggle. Josh Reynolds. You sort of looked at Josh Reynolds for a drop goal attempt and he sort of shook his head. No, yeah. Give it to Trent. Is that right?
Yeah, Trent nailed the first one.
Yeah.
And then the second time we got down there, I could see them sort of queuing up on Trent, so I went to Josh and he got charged down. And then, the next one, we had the seven tackles, so on play five, I think it was, I could see James Graham or one of the boys lining up for a run, and they were all just going to try and nail him. So I jumped out of dummy half and threw a dummy, and they all went to him. So I got about a 15-metre run there, which was handy, and then got a reasonably sort of decent play the ball, which then... Yeah. The boys reckon Frank Pritchard went to get into dummy half and Graham's come flying and thrown him out the way and fired at the Hodkinson and sure enough, he put it over. So, yeah, great result for us. And it was a great weekend of football, to be honest, boys.
It certainly was. It was tight, mate. Have you got a problem, mate, with that hit on Cherry Evans?
Oh, I don't. No, I certainly don't. I was just putting kick pressure on and, I didn't even actually realise that. I got my arms around him, which they asked to do. I didn't even realise that there was any sort of talk about it, to be honest, till I saw Fox Sports this morning. So, it'll be fingers crossed that they don't see anything in it either. I don't think this little body did too much damage to him.
No. I've got to say, John from Moorbank, something I wanted to point it out, but John from Moorbank also sent it in. You can dish it out, but you can take it. And I think that was very, very important. When you got the rub on the head after throwing the wild pass, which led to the Manly try, you got the rub on the head, but there was no reaction from you at all, which is good to see, but there was reaction from your teammates.
Oh, yeah, look, I know you can't, and you can't condone it, and that's just the way the game is at the moment. But I must say it was a very key moment for our side to see the way we sort of all stood together in those key moments. Knowing that Manly are—that's what they pride themselves on as well. You see that real often with Manly. But it's spot on, boys. What happens on the field sort of stays there, and Manly were back in the game, and I made an error which. Was vital. You put yourself in those key moments. I probably read it too well. I knew Foran was going to kick back for Stewart like he does regularly, so I put myself in the picture and just didn't make the play. And then obviously the Manly boys got into me and, it escalated from there. But, for me, it wasn't about getting involved in a melee or a stink or whatever you call them these days. But it was, for me, it was the next job and how I was going to help my team get back to getting the result that I felt like we deserved, and I felt like I did that in the last 10 minutes after that error.
Mate, you're the only team still in the bottom half of the eight. The other three were in the top four. How do you think the team feels? Have you been able to assess that at this stage, mate? Because you'll do it the hard way.
Well, I think we, you know, to be honest, I think after the start we had, had we have gone on and really done a job on Manly, whilst it would have been great for our confidence, I think leading into this week it probably, it would have cast a shadow over probably what we really need to do if we need to compete with Penrith. So I think that second half and coming up with just with a couple of errors was a timely reminder of we don't want to fall back into the football that you know, we were playing, you know, sort of 6 weeks ago, I suppose. But since we've come into the finals, we've hung on to the football, and we know that no matter who we play, if we can do that, we'll compete. But we, you know, like, yeah, I know everyone talks about South and the Roosters and that side of the draw, but boy, oh boy, when you're asked to go to Melbourne and play them down there, and you win, and then you have to go to play against Manly, who've been beaten the week before, and it's such a good final side, and you know, to scrape home against them, and now coming up against Penrith, who have, you know, are the real underdogs in this competition, have been awesome all year. It's a bloody tough side of the draw to get to a grand final. So, yeah, it's going to be one hell of a game on Saturday night, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And you're up against the side, I reckon, that play the 80 minutes, and that is Penrith. But you are the favourites against them. But you look like, mate, in my opinion, you'll be doing it without Josh Jackson. He's on report for that chicken wing tackle on Josh Starling. Look, he's getting, you know, he's going to be missing. He's got carryover points as well.
Yeah, I don't know, boys, to be honest with that. You know, I had a really good look at that. I actually don't think he's got any handle on his arm. You know, we call these chicken wing tackles, you know, the forever and a day we've been, you know, told to try and get players onto their back to try and slow, you know, to win the tackle. To win a tackle, a dominant tackle is when a player's, you know, classed to be on his back. And I think that's all Josh is doing. I don't think he's got any handle on his arm. I may be biased, you know, being obviously one of Josh's teammates, but I'd be highly surprised if he is charged, to be honest.
Really?
But we'll see how we go.
Yeah, there's a bit of a reaction. It's probably his last effort that sort of gets it into a really awkward position, but we've just got it on screen now. He's definitely wrapped around that arm, so I think there might be a bit of bias there, Mick.
That's right. You're the skipper, you're supposed
Again, you know, I don't... Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how we go, but Josh is certainly, you know, God, he's not a dirty player, and I'm not trying to try and smooth someone over as much as people will think that, but he's just a good, hard-working kid. And,
yeah, he doesn't go on with it like Aidan Guerra went on with it. It wasn't as much a wrestling hold, right, as that one.
Yeah, I think the days the chicken wing was brought in like originally because people had hold of like a forearm or something and pull the arm back in a different direction in terms of which the body was falling. Whereas Josh, you know, from my opinion, is just trying to get young Starling on his back and his arms, you know, across his sort of from what I saw across his sort of chest and then goes as they turn him over into his back. But
you're making a case. It's all right.
Yeah, we'll see how we go.
He does drop off. The arm does drop off as he tries to flip him over.
I think Slatty's, he's got that bit of maroon in his eye still, you know?
Yeah.
No, it was me. I still think he'll go. If you, the wrestling holes are fine, but if you get them wrong, as Trent Robinson says, the Roosters coach, if you get it wrong, you end up paying a price for him. Mate, the other game was as spectacular as your game, and the virtuoso performance really from Jonathan Thurston, but in the end they have a mad Monday, mate, and the Roosters march on.
Look, I think it's probably one of the most entertaining games I think I've ever seen in my time in watching football. It was unbelievable. The Roosters just got out of the blocks as soon as Pierce took that slips catch and ran the length, and then they were just like monstering, just powerful through the middle, and like the Cowboys were just holding on, and then all of a sudden against the run of play, I think it was Ethan Lowe scored that try off the kick, and then bang, the momentum just flipped no end, and then you were just on the edge of your seat because you just knew they were just coming in waves, and the Roosters were holding on, and the momentum swings, we've spoken about them time and time again, boys, throughout the year, and you know, we just saw two nights of massive momentum swings, and then the other side, who'd been on top for such a long period of time, having to really dig their heels in and find a way back, and I thought that play of Maloney's was just that was really special, to be honest. I know Pierce was outstanding throughout the whole game, but to come off his right foot, Maloney, with his just time and patience to take that field goal in such a key moment was a massive, massive play.
Can you give us a read on the Rabbitohs and Roosters, mate? Who you think you'll be playing in the final?
Whoa, it's hard, isn't it? The Roosters, obviously coming off that game, you would think that, you know, it was so fast and that they'll be feeling some sort of fatigue, but they'll be numb when they play the Roosters. Both sides are. There's just so much passion between both that they won't feel their bodies until the 80th minute's up, you know. And it's going to be one hell of a contest. South will obviously be better for freshening up. Any team can, at this time of year, that can take a week off to get some of their blokes with niggling injuries in the right spot. I just think the Roosters might get home in a tight one. The next bloke will tip South in a tight one. So, yeah, my gut feeling just says maybe Roosters in a tight one.
Okay.
Got to hand it to you, mate. You're a tough team, and I'm sure Desi's got some more ideas for you this week to run in against the Panthers. So have a good week, mate. We look forward to the weekend again.
Yeah, can't wait, boys. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you this Monday, hopefully next week, with 1 week to go. We'll see how we go.